Between now and 2050, we're going to be looking at a population growth of almost 190,000.
Cindy McMillan is Project Manager for Strategic Initiatives for Pacific Resource Partnership, PRP, which represents the Hawaii Carpenters Union and 220 unionized building contractors. McMillan addressed members of the Hawaii Economic Association and says a rail transit-oriented development study commissioned by PRP shows a steady uphill climb in construction for the next 37 years.
And in PRP's world, of course, we want to look at the housing, the number of homes needed and where they're going to be built, and we, of course, would like our members to build them. 104,540 new homes projected to be needed by the year 2050.
McMillan says the study also shows that by building 85% of future housing needs within a mile of planned rail transit stations, a mix of high and low density housing can be achieved and could result in taking 160,000 cars off Oahu roads. McMillan says this would be possible because of the high concentration of jobs in Honolulu, second only to the Big Apple.
New York City is at 46% of their jobs are along the transit route. Chicago, 35, Philadelphia, 31, San Francisco, 36. And phase one of the Honolulu Transit Project is coming at 41% of our jobs will be along the transit corridor.
But McMillan says currently only 7% of Oahu housing units are located within 1/2 mile of the proposed transit route, and basic infrastructure is not built up to accommodate future growth. Hawaii Economic Association board member and Honolulu Sea Water Air Conditioning Project manager Frederick Berg agrees. Berg says the cost could be astronomical.
The biggest nut to crack is the sewer infrastructure. Other utilities such as electricity or water can pretty much fit. But sewer is much, much bigger because it's a gravity flow, which means you need a big, big pipe to flow a little bit of water.
Economist Paul Brubaker says market forces will dictate what is eventually built around rail transit, but he says city and state planners have a chance to shape the future. Brubaker says redevelopment and infrastructure buildup should be concentrated in the urban core to preserve open space.
The advantage of leaving agricultural and other conservation lands open space is it keeps your options open. So we may wake up in 50 years and realize we can grow something that does something we weren't even thinking about 50 years ago, but if we pave it over, we won't have the option.
McMillan, meanwhile, says PRP's position is to be a part of the community discussion, which should begin now.
By focusing our planning efforts on the growth that we know is going to happen, let's plan for that, let's manage that in a way that makes sense for all of us in perpetuity.
Court challenges aside, the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transit is planning to open the first 10 miles of Oahu's rail transit system in 2017, connecting West Oahu to Aloha Stadium. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.